Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. And as I was working on some things this week and getting through some stuff that came up at work and you getting through the grind of every day, the stuff that happens over and over again, and you spend a lot more time than you probably wish that you were working on the stuff that just feels like it doesn't matter, I started thinking more about some of the things that I'd like to do that aren't those sort of boring, menial tasks that take up your time and energy, and started thinking about maybe dreaming, doing a little daydreaming about what I want to accomplish. What does my life look like today? What do I want it to look like in the future? What might my job look like tomorrow? What might my life look like? What are things going to be like in the future? And as I was doing this, I started thinking, well, this is kind of a waste of time. What am I doing here? I have real work that I need to be doing. I have real stuff that I need to be focused on. And it's cool to imagine that I've won the lottery or whatever, but it's not very productive. Let's get back to work and get back to the grind, so to speak. And I went and I turned my attention back to the work that I needed to do, and I got everything done. But then at the end of the day, I was kind of recapping my day. I like to spend a little bit of time and just go back through my day. How did I spend my time? How did I spend my energy? And I started thinking about this daydreaming and kind of what these ideas looked like. And that started a thought. It sparked a thought in my mind about why am I spending this time dreaming about things when nothing happens when I'm asleep? And so if I think about what my future looks like and all that I do is I daydream about it, if this is my dream, if this is what I keep in my mind, in my subconscious as this is what I want to do, then I need to go do something about it. And that's what I want to talk about this week, is I want to talk about it's time to wake up and go accomplish something. It's time to stop just dreaming. Those are easy to have. Those are easy to do, to build a dream, to have a thought. What does my future look like if I win the lottery? What does my future look like if everything goes right for me and nothing goes wrong for the rest of my life? It's easy to think about if I have all of the time, money, energy that I could possibly want to accomplish anything in my life. Those are easy things to dream about, and they're really hard things to get. But often we get so comfortable in just dreaming about it and thinking about it and saying, yep, this is my life, this is my future, this is my goal, this is where I'm headed, this is what I'm doing. And we build these things up in our minds so much that we don't actually do anything about it. And we can almost fool ourselves into believing that those things are on their way just because we're thinking about them, that we're going to dream this so hard that it's going to pop into existence. And what the dream is really intended to do is to inspire your actions to go out and get the thing that you want, to go out and pursue the things that you want, to accomplish something yourself, within yourself, that allows your dream to come true. But as long as we stay sitting asleep, sitting in our daydream, sitting in our dreams, nothing is going to go on because we're not actually going and doing the work. We're not actually taking the steps that need to happen. And it's so easy to see if we take a step back and are honest with ourselves for just 1 minute and just take the time to sit back and look at yourself and say, I have this dream and this is what I want, but am I doing anything about it? Have I taken a first step? Is this something that I can even say that I'm serious about, or am I still just dreaming? Am I in that comfortable place, curled up in my bed, head on my pillow, where, oh, it feels so nice, where you've got the blanket pulled up around your chin. It's just the right temperature where everything feels great and you're totally relaxed. And that's where your dreams happen. And it's easy and it's comfortable and it's fun and it's exciting to stay in that spot because you can live any life that you want to live. You can have any truth that you want to have in your mind in those moments where you're sitting and you're comfortable and you're dreaming and it's fun and exciting and you can see everything that you want. It's right there at your fingertips and your whole life, this dream world is all around you and you can see great success for yourself. You can see a happy family life. You can see all of the things that you've ever wanted to accomplish right there. And you get nothing from that other than the motivation, the inspiration to convince you to go take the actions that need to happen in order to accomplish those things. But the first thing that you need to do is wake up. Stop dreaming about it. Stop sitting still and laying still where you're comfortable and it's nice and you don't have to do anything that's hard or challenging to yourself. Stop staying in that spot. Wake up and get up and do the things that will help you to accomplish your goal. Get out of bed. Stop daydreaming. Take your head up off of your desk. Stop staring out the window vacantly where you feel this sense of comfort and rest. You need to have those moments to inspire you, but then you need to move and you need to act and you need to do the things that will help you to accomplish whatever your goal is, whatever your dream is. Nothing is going to happen while you're asleep. Nothing is going to happen while you're dreaming. Things can happen because you had a dream, but nothing happens while you're still in that space. So the first thing that any of us needs to do, and I know that I've been guilty of this more times, so many times of just finding myself where I can sit and I can envision this great future. I can see what things look like and it feels good. And I can feel whatever success I've had in my life, I can tie that to this future path and I can say, yeah, I've done this. And oh, that's got to be what comes next. And I'm on my way because I can envision it. I can see it coming. This is what my future is. I can feel it. And it's right there in front of me. And then I snuggle right back in and I close my eyes again. And I stay in that spot where I'm not making any progress towards anything because all that I'm doing is dreaming. I'm staying with the dream and that's getting me nowhere. That's accomplishing nothing. And it's hard to take that first step to open your eyes and get out of bed. How many times have you woken up in the morning when your alarm goes off and you look at the time on your clock and you say, oh, no way. No way. It's not time yet. My eyelids are so heavy. I feel so good. It's been such a long time since I've been rested like this. I need to stay here and it's comfortable and it's cozy and this is where I want to spend my time. I'm not going to drag myself out of bed to spend an extra half hour or hour exercising or reading or meditating or doing the things that you need to do. I'm not going to spend the extra hour studying to get myself ahead in whatever my chosen field is. I'm not going to spend an hour practicing whatever the skill is that I'm trying to develop in life. I'm going to sit in this spot because, oh, it feels so nice and it's comfortable. And I know exactly what things look like here. I can envision anything that I want in this moment in my dream, and I don't have to do anything hard in order to see it. And it gets close enough. It gets close enough that I can feel a little bit of that happiness, of that joy, of that fulfillment that comes from achieving those things because I can see it pretty closely in my dreams. And I'm not ready to take the action. I'm not ready to do the hard thing. I'm not ready to kick my leg off the edge of the bed and get myself up and go do the thing because it's hard. But that's where the changes will happen. That's where things will start to move. That's where the dreams will start to come true. It's not from seeing them for the first time. It's from seeing them and then going and doing it. And if you're sitting there today and you're thinking about something that you've seen in your future, that you've dreamed about, daydreamed about, thought about so many times that you can practically feel and taste and touch it, then it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up from your dream and go do the work because that is the only way that you're going to achieve the things that you want to achieve. have your dream, use that dream to motivate and excite you, remind you what you're working for, but you have to do the work. And that is what I wanted to talk about this week. That is what I've been working on in myself this week. That is the motivation that I have for this week, is it's time to use that dream that you have to drive the action. Wake up, get up, go do the work, because there's great things in front of you. You've already seen them in your mind, and now it's time to create them in your life. So wake up and go do the work. That's what I got for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. I hope you picked up something valuable today. I hope you're ready to wake up. I hope I can be your alarm clock this week. And so get up, get out of bed, and go live your dream and stop just dreaming about it.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.